It's time to tee it up with On the Tee, talking the wide world of golf from the PGA to the Champions Tour, LPGA, college, high school, and the crazy world of the Hack Nation. And here's your head of the Hack Nation and your host, Mike Rickard.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee, the newest edition of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio and streaming network on Hoovy.tv network on this May 7th, 2022. I'm Mike Rickard, the hapless hack. We're here every Saturday from 11 to 2, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studio. I'm overlooking the back patio right now. A little muggy, a little steamy. However, the bottom line, it's not raining. I get a chance to look at the trop and a spectacular perch up here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Of course, each and every Saturday, we bring you the entire world of golf. PGA, Champions, LPGA, Collegiate, High Schools in the Sunshine State. Just blessed to be here in the Mecca of the great game of golf. Did this for 12 years up north. If you haven't caught the show yet, we're going to continue to advance it. We're bringing in more PGA professionals. We'll be bringing in a lot more of the Florida flavor, the collegiate teams. I've got a great story about a kid from USF today. We also will be talking to the high schools, as we do on our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We'll be talking to those kids that will be advancing to their careers into the world of collegiate golf. I'm a hack. I'm an absolute hack. And I'm upfront about that, but I just have a passion for the great game of golf and started this production in 2000 up in Des Moines, Iowa. Through that passion, we've had tons of fun. You know, we'll insert a Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, Tin Cup. You guys driving around right now that don't give a damn about golf, you love the humor in those particular flicks, and we'll bring that to you too, so you don't turn the station. Plus, we'll give you an opportunity to win Rays tickets. We're going to give away opportunities to win gear, win tickets to events, as well as golf passes to the vast number of golf courses in the three county area that we are going to be talking to. And typically each week we do talk to one of the local head pros or owners of the I think we're week number 7 right now. But we got a great show today. We're going to spend the entire day at East Bay Golf Club with the big old Oscar Garner III. He's handling the on-course conversation. He's our as I like to call him, on the tee caddy. He actually was a caddy at up in Michigan, and has some epic stories. Oakland Hills, the historic Oakland Hills. He caddied there for about 6 years, a graduate of Michigan State Business School. Sharp young man, and he's up there today. Great event. It's at East Bay Golf Club. It is it's for the Children's Miracle Fundraiser. And Gary Surma, who's brought me so many people here, I'm just looking forward to participating in this event. We're going to be talking to the director, Amanda Green. She is the director of the Miracle Network, and we'll talk to her and looking forward to the conversations. We'll be talking to Gary Surma, and we're talking to, excuse me one second, I've got a little technical issue here, folks, as we continue to have a conversation with Gary Surma, and then we'll talk to Amanda Griffin. She's the executive director of the Children's Dream Fund, this year's recipient in the child named Blake with a severe vascular disease, has a dream of an Alaskan cruise. We'll be going up there and talking to them. They're going to be giving away all types of things. They've got $5,000 committed to this, and it's a wonderful charity. When we'll talk to Amanda Green, she's the executive director. We'll talk to Oscar Gunner. The third, as I said, is he finds this interview, is Gary Sermons. He participated in the St. Anthony's Triathlon last week. Beth Daniels, she's been on the show. They're all playing up there. You've got hacks, you've got scratch golfers, and they're looking forward to that conversation as well. If you have an event that you'd like us to come up and participate in, please get a hold of us. There's a little rock and roll to get your day going. We will be out at events. We've already been out at the NFL alum, Tampa Chapter, Super Bowl of Golf, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame annual golf tournament is coming up. It's a fundraiser. We'll support any charitable organization, as I like to say, from the peewees to the preps to the pros. And the reality is, if it's a viable fundraiser for an event that we believe in, we'll send Oscar out there. We'll do the show live. We'll give you plenty of a pub and have you promote your cause. We're archived, I said, each and every week on Hoovy.tv. And the On the Tee Golf Report can be found on our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection channel on Hoovy.tv. It's streaming right now on RadioSt.Pete.com as well. Joe Bordeaux and the guys up north taking care of that. But let's recognize our broadcasting partners on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network. Our flagship is WTAN 106.1 FM and AM 1340. And that's Tampa Clearwater, St. Pete, along with WZHR-FM, 104.3 FM, WDC-FAM, 1350 Zephyr Hills, and WZHR, 102.3 FM and AM, 1400. Leaderboards this week, we've got the Wells Fargo, and on top of that leaderboard, it's good to see this guy. Jason Day, at one time, he was ranked number one in the world. He had just had some terrible issues with his back, and this is the kind of guy you like to get behind. And unfortunately, he's had all kinds of issues. He's from Australia. They considered him the next Greg Norman. He's sitting at 10 under. Max Homa sits three back at 7 under. It's up in Maryland at the Potomac TPC. Rainy conditions, a lot of issues the last couple days up there. But the bottom line is that it's great to see Jason Day up there. Some of the other notables struggled yesterday. Rory McIlroy had issues. And one of the fan favorites, a guy I like to watch, Ricky Fowler. He was just two off the pace on Thursday. And unfortunately, he had some issues. And he's at two under right now. On the Champions Tour, we've got Ken Dukes on top of the leaderboard. That's a star-studded field. That's up in Georgia, Duluth, the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. Ken Duke sits at 7-under. David Thom, 7-under. He's a proud Cajun. Steve Flesch, haven't seen Fleshy up there for a while, 5-under. Steve Stricker, sitting at 4-under. These are the guys that I followed for years with the Champions, Champions event, Principal Charity Classic up in Des Moines, Iowa. And there are a lot more. If you get a chance to go to a Champions event, get out to one, because these guys are a lot more available. They've already had their day in the sun, if you will. They're not as focused. You see some of the old-timers smoking a butt, walking down the fairway. You know, my old buddy Fuzzy Zeller, I know JD, guys like that. It gives you a little trip back in time. And if you are if you're a buff of the game of golf and you love that generation, get out to a Champions event. They used to have the Outback down here, and that was a great event as well. But some of the notables that you recognize these names, and you know Freddie Couples is out there walking around and swinging it well again. It's just great to see these guys in their late 50s and their 60s. David Duvall came out of the booth, and he's sitting at even. Ernie Els, this is a very special event for Ernie Els. It's a fundraiser, Mitsubishi Electric Classic for autism. And Ernie Els and his wife are the worldwide leaders of that, as they have an autistic son. So that's great. Colin Ballin Montgomery. Why I'm on that topic? I was a little politically incorrect up north many times, just having fun. It was two pros and a hack. I had a couple pros that were the real deal. And I tell you what, I was upset at the guys that didn't appreciate America. They came over here and made a ton of money. And occasionally with Badmouth or Tiger Woods, and it just became kind of a political, but it was all tongue-in-cheek and a lot of fun. But here's some of the names that I had given some of these guys for very good reason, and in today's political world, they'll probably get hammered, but Stephen Ames, one of the biggest whiners you'll see on the tour. So I labeled him Stephen Horseface Ames. If you take a look at his features, not that I'm anything to look at, Stephen Horseface Ames, and this one was appropriate. And Colin Ball in Montgomery, that cat complained every event he was at. He just was nothing but an oversized, a wonderful golfer, but just a ball baby. Colin Ball in Montgomery. I changed my position on Rory the Weenie Sabatini. If the Weenie didn't get his way, if slow play, many issues, on, and he's got a long track record. He has turned around, and he's a fan favorite. And I don't know how this happened, but I'm friends on Facebook with the Weenie, Rory the Weenie Sabatini. But the bottom line is, I take that one back. But this one just rose its ugly head again. Sergio Gurlio Garcia. And if you guys follow the game of golf, you've seen him whining, the Spaniard, since he was about 19 or 20. And this past, on Thursday, he's playing in the Wells Fargo, and he has a shot that goes into the sticks. And unfortunately, people do make mistakes out there, the marshals on the course, and they start timing you. Well, they started timing a little early, and I do think that 3 minutes is not enough time, but they're trying to speed up the game because you've got guys that stand over the ball. And unfortunately, one of the greats, if you ever followed him, Jack Nicklaus was one of those guys as far as preparation before a putt. But the bottom line is Sergio's been whining forever. They gave him a penalty. He went off very upset. And there's this big political issue, if you're following the game of golf, between the Saudis. The Saudi government actually is backing Greg Norman and with these enormous purses. And there's some of the dates over in Dubai and in Europe. In fact, the next one that they're going to have, and it's a big point of contention right now because a lot of players are requesting the PGA give them approval to play in these events. And so Sergio made a comment under his breath that, today's world, everybody picks everything up, that he, can't wait to get off this tour. That's the kiss of death right now after what Lefty Phil Mickelson did. And I got a story on Lefty here in a minute that'll just blow you away. And it's got him in a lot of hot water. It's a money grab. And if you have ever watched any of these events in Dubai or in Saudi Arabia, they're nothing more than a billionaire's pleasure. You don't get to see the common folk out there on the fairways, around the greens. It's sad. And our American players have been going, you can't blame them, or you can, depending on how you stand from a social perspective and moral in many cases. But a lot of guys, they get million, $2 million purses just to show up. It doesn't matter if they're in dead last. But the crowds still aren't that enormous. But there's a lot of meet and greet, and those sheiks and the wealthy enjoy that. Well, the bottom line is, Greg Norman got behind that, and he's bashing the PGA, where he made an enormous amount of money, and he's an incredibly bright man, super successful in the business world. But this is a big battle taking place right now. If you're not familiar with it, look it up. It's pretty interesting. It's a lot of politics. It's a lot of greed. And there's a lot of bad blood. And it's taking place right now. So Sergio Gurlio Garcia was referring to that particular event that's taking place. And he can't wait to get out of here. Well, we better take those back because there's some big events. And the PGA... There were conversations that you would be banned from PGA play if you joined that tournament. It's a limited number of events, enormous purses, but it was just discovered one of the reasons why Lefty has put so much energy into his goal to get there, and you haven't seen him. You didn't see him in the Masters. He hasn't shown his face. He is the defending champ of the PGA Championship in Tulsa in a few weeks. He is entered. So we don't know the decision where he's going. But one factor of why he may be in such a hurry to get some of that Saudi money, it was just discovered in an audit that, and everybody knows that he loves to gamble, but Lefty has lost $40 million gambling in the last, I think it was a 10-year period. And I didn't see in the report the definitive months, but at one time he was making $40 million a year with his endorsements. But this guy broke down the taxes in California where he lives, his expenses. You know, he's probably losing money or breaking even in those years. He's losing that kind of jack, because his net income probably was about $18 to $20 million. If you're losing $10 million a year on average in gambling, then you've got to take care of your overhead, your team, your flight, your lifestyle, your wife Amy, and the kids. So there's a lot of drama around Phil Mickelson right now, and it's unfortunate. But then another story cropped up. I found some great stories this week. I love Charles Barkley. A lot of people don't like him. They think he's a buffoon and a character. He's my kind of guy because he's a horrible hack, but he still likes to get out there and swing them. And he likes to rub elbows with some of the greats. He's been playing in some of these events. You see the Brady and the Rodgers and the Match and Tiger and Lefty back in the day, and Brooks Koepka, and all these events that have taken place. Well, in a book that's about to be published, Charles Barkley said, "Playing with Tiger or hanging around Tiger is no fun," which I thought was humorous. He said, "Everybody." And he dropped some F-bombs here and there. It's a real comical statement. He said, everybody's just intense. And he said, it's not relaxing when you're out with him. And he's played with him in a couple of these events and are considered friends. But Lefty played with Sir Charles in 2020 or 2021 and in one of these events. Corrected his swing, which is unbelievable. Many, many greats in the game of coaching golfers have worked with him, from Hank Haney, Butch Harmon, and can't do anything with Sir Charles' swing. Well, they took care of this during their play. They became buddies, and one thing, when he heard this report, and Sir Charles does like his gambling as well, so he's defending a fellow buddy. But the bottom line is this: he said, lots of fun hanging out with Phil Mickelson. Tiger, not so much. So I was reflecting on that comment today, and I was thinking, who does Tiger Woods remind you of? Michael Jordan. I mean, everybody's tense around him. They're such perfectionists. They expect so much out of themselves, and the game of golf has basically laid the path for incredible wealth and success and worldwide fame for Tiger. But you haven't seen Tiger really happy until the last few years, when he's realized, through some personal tragedies, as well as his children growing up, that life's for living, enjoy life. And as Tiger, as Sir Charles said, get over yourself. You're just a professional golfer. And I love that comment. Let me reach out to our main man. He's up there at East Bay Golf Club. And as I said, we're going to be up there the rest of the day as the Children's Dream Fund is up there. And Gary Sermon and the gang are putting on a benefit for this young man. I'm looking up his name right here. Blake, they don't have his last name. I don't know if that's just to protect the young man. But he has a vascular disease. And his dream is to go on a cruise. In fact, that's my girlfriend's dream. An Alaskan cruise. And now it's time to bring in the young man that Big O, I'm calling you the on the tee caddy on the course. How are you, my man?
I'm good, man. It's hot. I realize why you sent me out.
Oh, quit whining. I'm sitting outside. I'm sitting outside on top of Ferg's looking at the trop, but guess what I got? I got a nice breeze coming from the east.
Breeze.
Well, they got trees. Find a freaking tree. I tell people you're one of the smartest kids I know. You graduate from Michigan State Business School, and you can't find any shade up there at East Bay. Come on, man.
They teach you how to find some money, not how to find some shade.
Well, I know you're going to make a lot of money, but if you don't have that common sense, you do need the old man around. So what's going on up there? How is the environment? It's a great event, of course. We're just talking about it, the Children's Dream Fund and the young man. Find out what his name is from Gary. That all I had was Blake is the young man that is this year's recipient. And they're going to put together $5,000. And his dream is an Alaskan cruise, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you got it right. So, yeah, we're at East Bay right now. We have a beautiful event lined up. We're just getting the carts out. It's very much of a reminiscent feel for me putting together these tournaments. And we have Amanda here, who is the executive director of the organization of Children's Dream Fund. We have Gary Sermons here, who is the world-class golf savant, who knows everybody and everything about golf. Yeah, you got it right. Blake, age 15, his dream was an Alaskan cruise. And they're putting that together here. We're raising money for that here today. And it's a beautiful mission. This is the 26th annual Sermons Insurance Golf Tournament. And like I said, we're happy to be out here doing this.
I didn't think Gary was that old.
Well, here, I'm going to put you on the phone with Gary right now.
Gary Sermons, he is my executive producer. On the other side of things, you know, I've got Barry Smith that brings me all these Floridians, and I've been blessed, but Gary Sermons is running head and head right now with Barry Smith as far as lining up guests and opportunities to talk about the great game of golf. You there with me, Gary?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Well, I tell you what, you sounded a little out of breath, you're not out of breath anything like you were last Saturday at this time. What are you, just the king of fundraisers?
Well, you know what? Boy, when you have a Children's Dream Fund, you can't beat it. I mean, it's a great organization run by great people, great cause, and we love doing it. So it kind of takes your breath away, you know, running around and getting things set up for the tournament, but it's very self-satisfying. It's fun. You know, we enjoy it. We enjoy doing it. But you're right. Last Sunday morning, I was in the St. Anthony's Triathlon in a relay, and I did the swim part, And I think Monday morning I finished.
No, you finished earlier than that. And I was so proud of you donning the Sports Connection gear. Because when you got done with it, you were probably sweating so bad, you wore it, put it on, and threw it in the dumpster. But at least we got a nice photo op. I appreciate that, my man.
Oh, good. I tell you, actually, I didn't throw it away. I still have it. Actually, I threw it in the laundry, the washer. And cleaned it up for my next event. I should have worn it today. I didn't think about that, but no, today's the Children's Dream Fund.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the 26th anniversary. Talk a little bit about, you know, your brainchild and how you got involved. And this was this your babies or your families that you initiated and you all came together, or was this your baby?
Oh, sure. No, it's not mine. It's not mine. A good friend of ours, Cynthia Lake, started the Children's Dream Fund back in 1981, and she's a friend of her family, and she said, Gary, why don't you go ahead and, you know, we talked about doing events and all that, and I said, you know, I played a lot of golf tournaments, I put other tournaments on for other charitable causes, and I just said, you know, I said, no, let me go ahead and look into it, and sure enough, I said, okay, this would be a perfect opportunity to go ahead and start a tournament for the Children's Dream Fund 25 years ago, so 25 kids later, we're going for our 26th child today, and it couldn't be, so far it's a nice day out here, and hopefully the rain stays away so we can make this happen, and we will make it happen.
I just looked at Clystron 9 for you before I went on the air, and you guys are going to be good to go. It's great to see a great cause that God shut down the rain for a while, because I thought it was going to be dicey for you. About 4:30 a.m., I thought my little beach bungalow was going to end up in the Gulf of Mexico, but that blew by, and it'll be a great day out there.
I hope so, but you're right there. I got up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, kept waking up to thunder, you know, and then, of course, my dog, Garth, a little Boston Terrier, every time he hears a noise, he barks, and believe me, did a lot of barking early this morning. So my day started very early, not at 7 or 6 o'clock this morning. Started more like 3 o'clock.
Well, that's mine every day because I'm an old every night because I'm an old man. Hey, I got to go back to last Sunday. Okay, so it's so it's a team event, and I not and don't take this wrong, but I was so impressed that you did the swimming part. How far is it?
Half a mile swim. And I tell you what, when I got there, we hit the water at 8:30, and it was a relay, and then we had a great runner and a great biker. Michelle Joseph did the bike, and she averaged 19 miles an hour around the course. It was incredible timing. And then Billy Worley was our runner, and he did it in a 5K in 23 minutes. So for us coming in second, you know how well I did. I brought our team down a little bit, in fact, quite a bit in the swim. But, boy, I tell you, though, Mike, when I got there, I looked at the Tampa Bay water, and it was an east wind. And anybody swam in Tampa Bay before in an east wind or taking a boat out of the harbor to St. Pete, east wind, those waves are coming over the top of your boat. And we had to swim north to south in that. And I tell you what, I did the breaststroke, the backstroke, the freestyle, anything to finish, and I finally did. Like I said, Monday morning I was done. No, I'm just kidding. But it did take me a little bit longer than I wanted to. But
holy hell.
Strong.
You know what stroke I would have been doing? I'd have been waving, I would have been waving my hands with a white flag.
Well, you know what? I was tempted to do that. I had to put my arm up and yell kayak and 911.
Oh my God, Gary!
My dude Mike was finished.
I know you're younger than me, but how old are you? I mean, this is an impressive.
65. 65. I'll be 66 in October.
Oh, now you pissed me off. You're the same age as me. I got
I thought we were.
I gotta up my game. My God,
you don't. You don't want to go through that, Mike. Believe me.
Well, no. As far as my workouts, how long did you prepare for this?
A few months. I joined the YMCA in St. Petersburg. They have a pool.
I'm a member of there. I need to get there more often, like Mark Ferguson, and sounds like you.
Oh yeah, well, I'm there. I was there almost about every other day, and just swimming, and working out at Anytime Fitness too on 49th Street there, and training for it, and but mainly swimming. And I tell you what, though, people warned me, said Gary, there's nothing like training in a pool compared to actually swimming in the bay in competition.
No
the
way.
Bay has the waves and all that. I thought I was ready. I really did, Mike. I thought I was prepared, ready to go. And when I hit that water, and they start you out about 100 yards offshore, so you're swimming out to the start thing, and then they shoot a gun off, and then you start swimming from there.
Swimming for your life. My God.
Yes,
it could have been shark bait.
I think I swallowed some. There's less fish out there in the bay. And less water, because I think I swallowed half of it.
Oh, my God. Well, this is an inspirational conversation, because now I got to get my butt moving. My God.
I know you don't. We're going to out in the golf course.
I thought you were just a beer-swilling, come-to-Ferg golf guy. I didn't know you were a friggin' triathlete. Well, now I'm more impressed.
Well, thank you. So, when you see me swim again, then you won't be so impressed, But no, it was fun. It was. I always wanted to do it. When I hit 40, you know, you like to challenge yourself. You know, I do. And when I hit 40, I did this Bud Light triathlon on my own. So I did the swim, bike, and run on my own, the same distances. And boy, I tell you what, I remember it being this tough to swim when I was 40. Now it's 65.
Well, 25 years later, God takes away some of that youth. I don't care how many vitamins, testosterone, all this crap that I'm throwing into my body on a daily basis. It still doesn't take away the pain, brother.
I think I put more Bud Light in my body now than supplements.
Well, hey, at 65, you deserve that. And after that,
exactly.
I'm going to tell you something. After finishing that, you deserved a keg.
You know what? I did have one, too, because it was free beer afterwards for all the athletes. And we sat around there till like 3 o'clock. We finished our race at 11. And so we are 11, 10:30, 11. So we sat around with the Yingling ladies, and we enjoyed our beverages, our adult beverages, till about 3 o'clock. So we got our award for second place overall in the relay. So that was fun. That was so we got a participation medal for finishing. And then we got a second place medal for coming in second place in the relay.
Well, bravo. And bravo to your bride. She probably carried you into the house because you're exhausted and inebriated.
Yeah. Well, actually, I crawled. I crawled.
Oh, my word.
I crawled. But it was fun. Now, I'm just glad. I haven't been to a pool. I haven't seen water since then in a week now. And I really don't want to see the water yet for a while.
Well, I see the water every day. I live about 500 paces from the Gulf, and I better get my ass over there and start swimming like all my neighbors do. I feel like a slug, and now this has just pushed me over the edge. I'm going to start swimming. I'm going to have to get a, couple of those orange life jackets, you know, like the non-swimmers wear.
I let you borrow my water rings.
I'm in more water rings, bro. But I'm not going out 100 yards. I'll be right there.
Just a start.
Where the 4-year-olds have to turn around and go back in. I'll be right there.
Where your feet touch the bottom still. So we'll be okay then. Yeah. You'll be okay.
Exactly.
All right. But it was fun that one. Today is all about the dream fun, children's dream fun. And our child is, I'm not sure if Big O told you yet though, but our child, his name's Blake. He's got a vascular disease from All Children's Hospital. His dream is going on an Alaskan cruise with his family. So we're here to raise $5,000 minimum for that dream to come true. And like I said, we've done it for the last 25 years. At 25 kids, we've raised enough money for children to have their dream come true. And today we plan on doing that. And I think, like you said, beautiful weather out here. And I got a lot of volunteers. And We got a lot of raffle baskets, a lot of alcohol raffle baskets, and we got drinks on the golf course for everybody. We got pizza, all you can eat pizza before you tee off right here, and then afterwards, got a great buffet dinner for everybody, for all the golfers and volunteers. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well, I should have sent some more swag out there. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking, but I sent some t-shirts out there. Hand some of those out to. You know what? Hand those out to the hacks, the people that come in last. Will you?
Yes, exactly. I give them a word for most honest.
Yeah.
I give them three of the tennis balls.
Yeah. Hand them Sports Connection t-shirts for honesty and finishing last for the hacks, because they never get a damn thing, you know. And in my tournament, which you and I'll put together a charity, the Hack Nation Invitational, they win the same thing as the guys in the better flights.
Exactly. I know.
So are you playing? Or are you just monitoring?
Yeah, I wish. I'm here at announcing an event. Of course, I'm here at hole number one. We're sitting under a couple of palm trees in the shade with Amanda, the executive director of the Children's Green Fund, with Big O here, a couple of my volunteers, and I'll be sitting here all day when the groups come around number one. We've got a little chip in the basket contest. If one player and the foursome chips in the basket, they all get to move up to the over 65, which is our tees, Mike, all the way up. They get the tremendous advantage here at number one at East Bay. It's a par five. It'll turn into a long par four. You know, probably still like a par five for you and I. But anyway, it's a long
Don't ever say you and I. You played college golf. And,
yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was in a lifetime ago, too.
In college, I was getting my brains beat out playing football, boxing on the side, and you got all the young ladies hanging around you, and you're out there on the links. And
I wish I experienced that. I really don't remember it that way, but maybe if I had a do-over again, we'll make it that way.
hey, a little serious golf. We got to get back and doing this picking who we like this week. Of course, they're playing the Wells Fargo right now, and it's great to see. And I know you follow the game closely, so we can converse about this. It's great to see Jason Day. He's on top, 10 under, three ahead, and he had some back problems. At one time, he was number one in the world, and everybody thought he was the next Greg Norman, the next Adam Scott. But he's just a great guy, and it's great. It's nice to see his game coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. You know, I always picked him. I'm this fantasy golf thing. You pick five golfers every week, different golfers, and you pick them every week. It's not like a limit. And I was going to pick Jason Day, and you brought up his back issues, and that's the reason why I didn't pick him. I'm thinking, well, you know, he's a great guy, great golfer and all, but he's got back issues. And so good old Gary didn't pick him, and now who's leading the tournament? Jason Day. So maybe by me not picking him, that's why he's doing so well.
Well, you know what? You're right with back issues. It's up. I can't believe they're having it at Maryland this early in the year, but it's on the TPC Potomac. And they had rain and rain issues trying to barely get the second round in. So maybe there will be back issues with two rounds to play. But another guy that I like, and I think he's good for the game of golf, and he certainly was during his 20s, a big fan favorite, Ricky Fowler. And he was three off the pace on Thursday, and now he's
First round. Yep.
Yeah, but
How did he do yesterday?
He finished. He finished at 2 under. He's eight behind, but he's only 5 strokes out of seconds. So there's a big log jam after Jason Day. But I'd like to see Ricky Fowler have success as well.
Yes, so do I. It's good. It's good for the game. It's good for the crowd, the fans. Ricky Fowler is just a great personality for any tournament. You know, to have him in playing well. You know, and he just hasn't been playing like he's used to playing. You know, and I don't know if it's a swing change or what, but or you know, it could be other reasons too. Didn't he get married?
He got married.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, I don't care. I'm a divorced guy. You've been married for a long time to a beautiful and a kind bride.
I got a man to give me dirty looks here.
Well, I'm glad I'm not sitting across from her because I'm about to say, yeah, that marriage killed a lot of careers for a while. Just for a while.
That's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, it's the adjustment period. It's nothing against the woman. It's the adjustment period. Tell Amanda that I said that positively. It's the adjustment period. Right. But here's another factor. Just had the first child, too.
You're right.
Newlywed. But John Rahm, who won last week at the Mexico Open, he just had his first child. So any of these things I'm throwing out don't mean a damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. We just like to speculate. Okay. Yeah, we like excuses.
One last thing, and then I'll have you throw it over to Amanda. Okay, now... I wasn't exactly politically correct on my show up north for 12 years when it came to some of the international players that didn't respect America. And it was two pros and a hack, and I'd have fun with it. But I labeled some guys, and I'm going to throw it out there and so you can respond because I have a story behind this. Okay, Stephen Ames, who is Canadian, and he has claimed like 9 nations as his home state. His home country, and that used to bother me back in the day because he's making all of his money in the U.S. and he would say disparaging things about America. So if you look at his facial features and his teeth, I called him Stephen Horseface Ames. Okay.
Well, that's appropriate. I'd agree with that.
Okay, then Colin Montgomery, the biggest whiner on the planet. He was always complaining.
Yep.
I called him Colin Ballin Montgomery. Okay.
That's good. I would call him the exact same thing.
Okay, I changed my position on this guy, but I called him Rory the Weenie Sabatini because he was always, he bitched constantly during play, you know, and I understood a lot of times. He did not like slow play, and he expressed it. He'd march off. He wouldn't even wait for his playing partners to make their putts. He'd stomp over to the next tee box. Anyway.
Yep. Well, I like that Rory the Weenie. There's another golfer that... Glenn Day. Remember Glenn Day?
He's on
the senior tour now.
He's on the senior tour.
Jack Nicklaus played with them, and Jack made the noted that I've never played with that. I hate to say it, but this was Jack's quote. Never played with anybody so slow before in my life.
Well, Jack wasn't exactly quick on top of his putts.
He wasn't. But so Glenn was really slow, and Jack named him Glenn All Day.
I never heard that. I like that. Well, that sounds a little more appropriate than the labels I'm given. But anyway, I take back my Rory the Weenie Sabatini. He's changed, and actually, somehow I'm friends on Facebook with him, and I think he knew his image needed to be changed in America. But here's the guy that deserves it, and he expressed it again yesterday. Yeah. Sergio Gurlio Garcia. That one.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Did you see what he did on Thursday?
Oh, no, I didn't see it, but I remember him on the on that tournament over in, was it in Saudi Arabia, where the bunker, he hit it like out of the bunker, and then he kept hitting it over. He never got out of the bunker. He finally did, and then he kept hitting it, swinging it over and over in the sand, knocking more sand.
Temper tantrum.
Sand and up. Yes. Kind of like my game now, but I want to do that in my game now, but I don't.
Well, he hit a shot. He's playing at the Wells Fargo. He hit a shot on Thursday, and they couldn't find it. One of the marshals, and everybody makes mistakes, started the clock early. And I don't know if 3 minutes is early enough to find the ball. I think that's ridiculous. They give them a little more time, but they're trying to speed up the game.
Exactly.
On the greens is where they need to increase the pace
really,
of play.
Yeah, they really do because that's you know that pace of play also involves everybody, not just the pros and the tournaments, but even out here, just regular recreational play.
Golf etiquette.
The pace of play.
Yeah, golf
exactly.
etiquette.
You know, if you have somebody that's playing fast behind you, let them play through.
Exactly.
You know, let them play through. And that way you can enjoy your game, you know, more instead of being,
exactly.
being pushed all day.
Gurley attacked the PGA. And you know this big issue is taking place between Greg Norman and the Saudis, and I already discussed it in the opening. But he looked over at a couple of the people working there. He goes, I'm so happy I never have to see you again. I can't wait to get away from this tournament. He's going to pull a full
wow.
He's going to pull a Phil Mickelson on him himself. He doesn't shut that yapper.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, he will, and not to see him for a while.
Exactly.
I'm not sure when Phil's coming back.
Well, he's the reigning champ at the PGA in Southern Hills in Tulsa, so we'll see what happens.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we'll see if he's invited back.
Well, my man, I wish you the best out there today. I'm glad you got the big O to keep an eye on things for me. And let's talk a little serious with Amanda Griffin, if you've got her sitting there next year.
I certainly will. Here's Big O back. You take care and enjoy talking with you, and we'll see you hopefully, maybe next Saturday. I'll come on the show next Saturday.
I'd love to, and we'll talk about the pending PGA, and we'll get back to our weekly competition. Okay. Pick the pro.
Yep. You can beat me again. In fact, you take care.
That's the only thing I'll beat you in. Oh my God, triathlete stud. Oh.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Bye bye.
That's Gary Sermon. You're listening on the T on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We've got the Big O. Oscar Garner III, they on the tee, on the course caddy. And as I mentioned, if you have an event, high school fundraisers, we've already been out to NFL Alumni, Tampa Chapter, Super Bowl of Golf, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame will be at. Any fundraiser like the one that we're at today, Oscar will come out there, we'll set up, we'll represent, we'll bring some swag, and we'll promote your charitable cause. And today, it is, of course, the Children's Dream Fund. And Amanda Griffin, Executive Director, I believe is going to be with us, Big O. Is that right?
Yeah, Amanda's up next.
How are you doing? You hanging in? Hey, it took Gary Sermons to find you some shade.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I need you guys' help. And you guys sure are long-winded. I mean, come on, guys. You guys went for a minute there.
Well, I didn't know if you were looking for shade still driving around on a golf cart. I thought you were probably over on number 5 under some big oak tree and forgot that you needed to direct the rest of the show. Hey, what do you think of East Bay so far?
Oh, man, it's beautiful out here. It's a great vibe. Very Florida, very tropical. I'm not used to these type of scenes. I'm used to oak trees, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to oak trees and open fields. Got a lot of tropical, you know, palm trees out here. Beautiful women, beautiful golf. I love it.
Beautiful women. You're supposed to be focused right now. You live downtown in St. Pete in the heart of beautiful young women. You live a block, less than a block from Ferg's. You got plenty of scenery down here. You focus on golf today, buddy.
Hey, man, I moved from Detroit down to Florida. I'm going to be zoned in. This is new to me. You got to give me some time to catch up to speed.
Well, next weekend, I'll have a little cookout. You come down next Sunday to the beach. I'll feed you. You'll walk 400 paces. I won't see you the rest of the day because Sunset Beach is right there in Caddy. So just plan on that, bringing a buddy down next Sunday, and I'll feed you for a little additional scenery. We'll leave it at that.
I'm going to hold you to that. You want to talk to Amanda?
Let's talk to Amanda because that's the purpose of our participation out there is this Children's Dream Fund, and she is the executive director, Amanda Griffin. Good morning,
right,
Amanda.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm not too bad for an old man, but I just got my I just got my butt kicked emotionally by your good friend Gary Sermons as he discussed we're the same age. I think I'm fit. I think I'm focused. And here's this cat swimming in a Tampa Bay in a triathlete.
Can you believe it?
Anything with Gary. I said I thought he was just a beer swilling golf guy that liked to come down to Ferg's and a successful businessman with a heart of gold. But now he's a triathlete.
No, I know. I learned something new this morning too.
So let's talk about how you got involved with the. The Children's Dream Fund, Amanda,
absolutely.
And you're from the area. A little bit of your bio.
Sure. So I was born and raised in St. Pete. I went to St. Pete High, left for a little bit to go to Florida State.
Green Devils. Green Devils and the Seminole. You do well down here at Fergs.
Exactly. I'm with friends, right? So left to go to Florida State, go Noles, and then came back and actually started my career at the Children's Dream Fund as the administrative assistant. And look at me now. Now I'm the executive director of the organization. So it's a dream come true for me. I just absolutely adore the Children's Dream Fund and feel very, very fortunate to be able to lead the charge.
You know, and it's all about volunteers for the most part, I assume.
Absolutely.
And great guys like Gary Sermons and his family and their participation and reaching out themselves to assist you. That's got to be just a tremendous asset.
It's so true. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without people like Gary and Mary Sermons and the tournament that goes on today. You know, we grant dreams to kids with life-threatening illnesses that live right here in West Central Florida. So we're local to this Tampa Bay area. And right now, we have 197 kids on our list awaiting a dream come true. So that's a lot of local kids who are sick and battling serious illnesses. And each of them have a dream. We can put a little pep in their step, put a smile on their face, and we couldn't do it without our volunteers and people supporting our cause, which we're doing today out on this beautiful golf course and with great people.
Well, you know, I'm Catholic, and I told my mom about this event. She's an 83-year-old prayer warrior, and I'm sure she probably said a bunch of prayers for you guys that this weather will pass. And you were blessed because the early predictions didn't look too favorable for this event, but it's such a great cause.
No.
And the clouds opened up, and now you're going to have a great day up there at East Bay.
Yes, we are, and we're going to raise a lot of money to make a young man's dream come true named Blake, who dreams to see, he wants to see an iceberg in Alaska. So we're sending him on an Alaskan cruise thanks to this tournament today.
Hey, you know what? When I saw that, and that's actually my girlfriend's dream, and now that I know,
yeah.
I got to figure out where to get 5Gs. But anyway, how the years that you've worked there,
yep.
Give me a couple of other examples of dreams that you guys have fulfilled. I don't need dollar amounts, but just how cool how cool they've been and dreams that you have fulfilled for these young kids.
Oh my gosh, that's the best question to ask, because doing 160 dreams a year approximately. We've got
I didn't realize that. 160 dreams a year?
Yeah, for local kids too.
That's one every 2 days.
I know, but we're busy. We're busy, busy, busy. That's why we rely on our volunteers and these incredible donors like the Sermons. I'll tell you, so quickly, we do puppies, playgrounds, Hawaii vacations, gaming computers, bedroom makeovers. You name it, we figure out how to make it happen. But a couple cool ones we've done recently, we just had a child named Laurel who's battling cancer. And her dream was to actually be a paleontologist for a day. So we sent her out to the La Brea Tar Pits in L.A., and she got to literally be a paleontologist for the day. She had a whole uniform that they gave her. She went on a pretend dig where she found a saber-toothed tiger's tooth, and she had the time of her life, and that was her dream come true. So that's an example of a really fun one recently. We also had a child who dreamed of meeting Chris Pratt, the celebrity. And he got to go out to Hawaii to meet him on the set of Jurassic World, which is pretty spectacular. He had the time of his life as well. And that's what it's all about, making those memories that last a lifetime for sick kids.
Wow. I mean, that's very impressive. Now let's share this, and we archive the show on several platforms.
Yeah.
How does a family reach out to you, or just say, if I knew someone, do you have to be a family member to reach out to Amanda Griffin with the kid's dream?
Nope, you don't. So if you have a child that you'd like to refer to us, I encourage you to go to childrensdreamfund.org and there's a refer a child page, and it tells you all that you need to do to submit someone that should get a dream from the Children's Dream Fund.
Well, I tell you what, I wish I was up there today. I got a busy day. I've got the Eckert, believe it or not, I don't think on a sports show we've ever had this before. Last week we had a sailing team, and this week we have beach volleyball.
How fun!
Yeah, so any of the other sports shows definitely have not had beach volleyball and sailing. That's the beauty
that's
of this
Florida
job.
Living.
And then I
yeah,
get
that's Florida living.
And then I get to promote an incredible event, and that is the Children's Dream Fund. You got a couple of title sponsors you may want to throw besides Sermons Insurance Company. Anybody else you want to give a little love to?
Well, we had a lot of very, very generous people who donated baskets to today that Mary helped organize. So just thank you to all of the people who support this tournament. And if it wasn't for Gary and Mary Sermons, we would not be making Blake's dream come true. So I just can't thank them enough.
Well, I tell you what, I look forward to maybe one day you coming down here because Jake Ferguson, Mark Ferguson's son, he's a Green Devil from St. Pete High.
We're friends.
Oh,
we're
so you know the whole deal. I mean,
we speak the same language.
Oh yeah, they're Florida State nuts. And hey, you're lucky that old Gary's on your side, being a Florida Gator.
I know. Can you believe it?
No,
and
I can't.
He still keeps me around. He still keeps me around.
All right.
Or maybe it's the other way. I keep him around.
Well, throw it back to Big O. Have a great day, and maybe as we grow this company, we'll be able to find something, some kind of a dream we can assist with for one of these young kids.
I'd
love that.
A lot of your listeners, we have a master's dream in 2023, so we'll have to talk more about that at another date. But we have a young man that wants to go to the Masters because he loves golf.
Let's get that done. All right.
Let's do it. Okay, I'll pass it back to Big O, but thank you so much, Mike. Great chatting with you.
All right, Amanda Griffin, Executive Director of the Children's Dream Fund. And Big O, this is when I need you back here. Because
what was that, Mike?
I said, I need a young man like you here because now I've got the Triton women's beach volleyball and volleyball team down here. And somebody young to talk to them. So you might be doing double duty in the future too, pal.
You said women's volleyball. I'll be there in like 10 minutes.
Well, yep. They'll go on at 12:15. And I'm looking forward to that conversation. Well, my man, I know I didn't let you converse well, but a lot. But I wanted to keep the conversation and keep Gary, give Gary his props for his swim last week. That's unbelievable at 65 years of age, and I'm nothing but a schlub. You are going to be on me. I'm going to give you my goals, and you're going to be kicking my old ass. I got to get moving.
Well, man, as we build out our digital platform and everything, I'm going to be keeping track. We're going to put together like an Apollo Creed, Rocky type training montage. We're going to get you in shape. We're going to put it up. Everybody who watches the show is going to be able to see it. How about that?
All right, my man. Well, have a safe trip back. Come on back here. I'll buy you some coldies and a bite to eat here at Ferg's 19th hole. Well, you're going to have beer and plenty to eat there. Stick around. Stick around. Have some fun.
I'm going to get some there, and I'm going to come get you, too.
All right, my man. That's the Big O and Oscar Garner III live from East Bay. And great cause, the Children's Dream Fund. And a young man is going to be taking an Alaskan cruise with his family. So from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Clubhouse, I'm Mike Rickard. For the Big O, Oscar Garner, and the entire staff at East Bay Golf Club, all the volunteers for the Children's Miracle Fund, Amanda Green, Gary Sermons, Joe Bedreau, Big Ed on the controls. Thanks for listening as we look forward to sharing the great game of golf with you every Saturday from 11 to 12 on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Stay tuned for Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, jam-packed show. God bless you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.